Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. You'd think that mortgage rates hanging around the lowest levels seen in years would be good for your investment in the big banks, since more people are buying homes and originating new mortgages. Well, you'd be wrong. We'll check in with a Journal reporter in a moment who will explain why. First, some money and market news that you should know. The Securities and Exchange Commission is considering whether to institute new financial safeguards to reduce the risk of wrongdoing by advisors, namely by smaller-size advisors who don't have enough capital or insurance to compensate customers for losses they caused. Turns out smaller advisors are about 1.5 times as likely to declare bankruptcy in the year following a customer dispute that results in a legal settlement. And Harvard Business School estimates that they're 3 times as likely to have an unpaid judgment or lien show up on their record. Smaller investment advisors are also often not heavily capitalized, and in many cases don't carry enough insurance to cover a potential significant legal judgment. And if there is money available, it isn't much. The North American Securities Administration Association says that smaller advisors often don't need insurance unless they personally hold funds or securities for clients. And even then, the requirement is at most a $50,000 bond. And the IRS has ruled that people with tax-advantaged flexible spending accounts or health savings accounts for their out-of-pocket costs can use that money to purchase 23andMe genetic testing kits. The company sells genetic tests that provide consumers with information about ancestry, wellness, and other items through a saliva sample. The health reports provide information on whether individuals have gene variants that increase their risk for developing certain diseases. The IRS says that that health portion of 23andMe's test is medical care for tax purposes, but it didn't issue a ruling on ancestry testing from the same saliva sample. The bottom line is that consumers can claim up to $117.74 of the $199 cost of a health and ancestry kit as medical care for tax purposes. Much of Wall Street is focused on the end of July when the Federal Reserve may lower interest rates, but let's talk about something a little different, mortgage rates. When mortgage rates are low, and they've been low for some time, it generally helps banks' mortgage businesses, but not currently. And Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen is here with some details. So Ben, the lower rates are impacting the big banks' mortgage servicing rights. Can you explain what those are?
Sure. So when you take out a mortgage, there is someone on the other end who's collecting the payments and handling taxes, and there's a foreclosure handling something like that, and that's considered a mortgage servicer. And they take a little bit of the cut of your mortgage payment in return for those services, and it's an asset that's that banks hold a lot of. Many banks hold hundreds of billions of dollars worth of mortgage servicing rights.
Yeah, this is a $3.6 trillion business.
Well, banks hold servicing rights on $3.6 trillion worth of mortgages. It can generate a decent amount of fee income.
In the second quarter, we saw average mortgage rates fall below 4%. And that hit banks like Wells Fargo and JP Morgan Chase pretty hard.
Yeah, it specifically hit the value of their mortgage servicing rights. So banks have to mark the value of these things every quarter. And at the end of the quarter, with rates a lot lower, the value of these rights was down. It's important to note that this is distinct from the business of making mortgages. So their mortgage operations themselves of kind of originating mortgages, those were all up. But at the same time, the value of the mortgage servicing rights went down. And at some of these banks, it was enough to offset the uptick in origination.
Right. And so the originations will typically go up because the mortgage rates come down. People are more encouraged to look for houses and buy a house and create mortgages. But all that mortgage activity can't outbalance what's going on the servicing side. And this is like a future stream of income for the banks. And I guess that's what's really important here.
Exactly. Yeah. So the reason why the value of these rights go down when rates fall is that if you think about falling rates, it means you're more likely to refinance your mortgage. And when you refinance your mortgage, the bank is no longer collecting your payments and doing all of those administrative tasks on the mortgage if it's kind of no longer in existence because you've gotten a new one. So that's why these things are very sensitive to rates.
What I found interesting from your story is that even when mortgage rates move lower, banks can still make money, but it's a rapid movement in either direction that can be harmful economically to banks.
The reason for this is that banks and other institutions that hold mortgage servicing rights, they use derivatives, they hedge them, which should offset some of the paper losses that they have on the rights. But when rates move really quickly, it's hard to hedge these. It's hard to hedge anything because everything's just such a moving target. So you saw some of these banks mess up their hedges a little bit and didn't quite hit the mark, which impacted the results in these parts of their businesses.
So if mortgage rates were to move more steadily, then the banks could actually be more effective with their hedges.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, there is your daily lesson in mortgage servicing from the big banks. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen here in our studio. Ben, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.